We're back, and we're going to bring on a caller. I think we have Bill on the line. Bill, this is Frank. You have a question for us.
Yeah, this may have been addressed because I haven't been able to listen to the entire show.
Well, shame on you.
Well, prior to the season, I, along with all the guesperts, I call them, predicted two or three wins. I think they will far exceed that in football this year. I want to know how you guys feel about that.
Well, I talked a little bit about that a few moments ago. I think a lot of people were looking at Richmond, VMI, the directional school from Michigan. What direction is it? East, west, north, or south? Is it Eastern Michigan?
Eastern,
one of those directional schools. Some people looked at Maryland at home. But, yeah, Billy, you're right, maybe three or four wins. But I think after the first 2 weeks, I don't think there's a game on the schedule at this point in time that I don't feel that Virginia can compete in. Now, that doesn't mean they're going to win any of them, but certainly when I drive over to Charlottesville on October 2nd for the Florida State game, I'm not going over there thinking we have no chance to win. I think we have a chance to beat anybody on the schedule now.
Absolutely. You know, I would say a couple of big ifs. If the University of Virginia can heal up and get Rodney McLeod and Rahzai Dowling back on the field, and if Cam Johnson is not injured, I think the Virginia defense can be extraordinary. And I would take a litmus test of if Virginia can break 45, 50 points against VMI and make a statement in that game and play a lot of players, I think it sets us up to play well against Florida State at home the following week on October the 2nd. You'd like to think a huge crowd would show up for that game and that Virginia would then continue to improve its game and fight those guys tooth and nail to the final gun.
Well, Richmond, I'm sorry, Billy, go ahead.
No, I had not heard about Cam Johnson. What is his injury?
Well, we're not sure. We saw him go off the field against Southern Cal. He looked shaken up. He did walk off the field on his own mobility there, but he was clearly shaken up, and they kept him out for some plays, but I think he came back in the game. I do know that Jake Snyder from Deep Run went in the game, which I think is his first major game action, if not his first real action as a Cavalier. So I'm just hoping that Cam is not hurt because he adds a lot of pressure on that right outside edge.
And the good news is with a week off VMI and then Florida State, anybody that is dinged a little bit potentially would have 3 weeks to get ready for that game in October against the Seminoles when they come to town.
Well, I saw William and Mary play VMI the other night. They're not throwing stones at VMI, but they're clearly going to be outclassed in the Virginia game.
And as Frank said, it may be an opportunity to get some guys playing time that might not play in many of the other games. So, and really an opportunity to make sure the frontline guys don't get hurt. That's the one thing you don't want to have happen against VMI.
And clearly it would be nice to see some of the backup quarterbacks get some reps. The number 4 and 5 running backs, it'd be nice to get them on the field and get some carries. And maybe some of the other wide receivers as well. But Billy, it's been nice having you. We thank you for coming on.
Yeah. Thanks for calling, Billy.
Take care.
I think we have another caller coming on here shortly. Larry in the West End, I believe. Is Larry there? Hi, Larry. This is Frank Maloney with Who's Talking. Are you on the air?
Yeah. How are you, Frank?
Very good. Larry, we understand through the engineer that you were actually at the Southern Cal game. We were wondering what your impressions were of that exciting contest.
Well, let me start with the Virginia contingent. I thought we were very well represented. I heard we sold out our allotment to the game, and a lot of university facility or parties and festivities surrounding the game. And
none of which you went to, I'm sure.
I closed down a few, Hobo.
Oh, okay.
and I'm too old for that. So a very nice pregame. President Sullivan was there and actively involved. Her predecessor was sometimes there and rarely actively involved. So that was nice to see.
We understand that
we won't comment on that.
Well, actually, we will. We will. It's my understanding.
You will.
Have to touch that.
I understand that President Sullivan led the one of the alumni groups in some cheers at one point, which apparently disarmed our athletic director, Craig Littlepage. Were you there for that?
Yeah, I was there for everything. I'm like Forrest Gump. She was impressive. She was genuinely enthusiastic, which was nice to see.
Well, that's good. But although she doesn't impress me as a cheerleader.
All right.
No, not a pretty sight.
Larry, give us some feedback on the game itself.
Well, we were kind of lucky because, as always, the visiting team sits deep in the end zone. But we got a fellow lawyer in Virginia who had some 50-yard line seats, and after thinking about it for a nanosecond, we dumped the Virginia contingent and sat on the 50-yard line. So we had a really good view of the game and liked everything I saw virtually. I mean, we committed a lot of penalties, but they were penalties of aggression, kids trying too hard. So, you know, I can accept even that. I mean, I've got a lot of hope for this team.
Well, those officials called a lot of penalties on both teams. Those flags were flying all over the Coliseum all night long.
Yeah, and you rarely see a game where one team gets like 12, 15 penalties and the other team gets zero. So, I mean, once the flags started flying against Southern Cal, because they played sloppy, great athletes, but played sloppy, you could predict ours were going to fly too, and they did.
Tell me, having now seen a ball game there at the L.A. Coliseum, what were your impressions of the facility itself? It's a huge building.
It is. It's impressive just in its sheer size. It's not that well maintained. I mean, some wag wondered whether the Coliseum in Rome was built before or after the Coliseum in L.A. I mean, it's that old.
In reality, it was built in the 1930s or something, wasn't it?
Yeah. I mean, and it shows its age. But, you know, it's something like you got to go to a football game to see it and check it off. And, lots of the folks listening have been to Wallace Wade and Duke. It's about the same vintage, I think, as Wallace Wade. So if you multiply Wallace Wade by 4 or 5 and fill it up with 85,000, 90,000 people, that's pretty much it.
Tell me something. When the fake punt play was executed to perfection and then called back with the penalty, what was the reaction within the Coliseum crowd itself?
Well, you know, we were sitting with the Southern Cal fans, basically, and they were really good fans. We didn't have any problem with them. They were they thought they were going to win by 40 or 50 points, obviously, at the beginning, and you know, got real, real worried as the game went on. But good fans, nice fans to sit with. That play, you know, what I remember is seeing London go as crazy as, and I know London pretty well, so something was obviously out of the ordinary, beyond just a bad call. And I was afraid he was going to get thrown out of the game. He wouldn't let up and wouldn't let up and wouldn't let up. Well, it turned out, as we found out, you know, after the game, that London and our coaching staff was absolutely right and the officials were absolutely wrong. But my recollection of the play is, oh, my God, Mike, don't get thrown out of the game in the first half.
Well, Larry, we appreciate your comments. Thank you for adding to the show tonight. A little information on that visit to Southern California. So look forward to having you call back as the season progresses.
Yep, good show.
Larry from Richmond, and I think we have another caller. John is on the line. John, you want to give us your question or comment?
Yeah, I got a comment. Hey, boo-boo. Here's my comment as a lifelong UVA observer. Is that Southern Cal couldn't run the ball on them. And you couldn't do it because it was a 4-3 defense instead of a 3-4. So the thing to watch all season, I think, is going to be how the 4-3 forces other teams' quarterbacks to pass the ball. It's going to put a lot of pressure on the defense. But, you know, for a program like Southern Cal, they didn't run the ball down Virginia's throat. And that, to me, says everything about this system. So I'd be interested in y'all's comments about that. But, you know, Ponder's going to have to throw it over the top.
Well, I think
so is Duke. And so, you know, that's what's going to have to happen. But that's a fundamental change on this team. And Southern Cal didn't beat him on the ground. And I don't think anybody is.
Well, it's
but
interesting. I think just to comment quickly, and then I'll let Frank chime in. You know, obviously Mike London, the proponent of the 4-3, I think you have to give kudos to Jim Reed because he took that design, and he's normally a 3-4 guy, but he switched over to 4-3, but he's using the athletes to perfection. And then I think your comment earlier, Frank, about getting Rodney and Rozai back, that this could be a very good defensive unit.
clearly for the Virginia defense to go to the next level and be a real threat in the games in the ACC. Clearly, they need Razi back. They need Rodney back. They also need the backup defensive end, Brent Urban, back, because defense played the way Virginia was playing at the beginning of the game, where everyone is flying to the ball and putting great pressure on the other teams, running backs and defensive and their quarterback. It relies on fresh bodies. And where teams have typically outlasted other teams in the ACC, the Florida States and Miamis and people like that, has been because they've been able to rotate those front seven or eight players.
Quality depth.
And that depth makes all the difference, particularly in the fourth quarter and also at the end of each half.
Well, and the other thing you mentioned earlier about Cam Johnson, this team needs to stay healthy, particularly at key positions.
Well, Cam Johnson is a big deal for this team. He not only can he cover some ground on the flank, on the right end, he also is a very important player in terms of pass rush. They need him coming off the edge, and Matt Conrath and Zane Parr give us a pass rush, but Cam Johnson is a real threat on the outside.
I think we got another caller right now. Is this Wahoo Webb?
Yeah, Frank and Hobo, this is Wahoo Webb, first-time caller, long-time listener. I have a quick comment, guys, and then I'll hang up and listen offline. Hey, Frank, with all due respect, I see VMI as a potential trap game.
Yep.
I mean, you know, nobody thought we were going to lose to William and Mary last year. I think
you've become Coach Wahoo Webb. I think we're stretching it a little bit with VMI. You know, you guys are starting to talk like coaches here, you know, building up the opponent. Now, I'm not saying we couldn't lose the game, but I'm not sure VMI is up to the level athletically of Virginia, but we'll see.
Yeah, I hear you, Hobo, but bear with me. I think what served us well against Richmond is, you know, I think the fans and the alumni thought we might actually lose that game, and maybe the coach thought so as well. I think what served us well against Southern Cal is we thought we were going to get blown out, but we have a lot of positives to take away from that. So, you know, my thought is maybe VMI is a trap game. I know Coach London and the team are going to be ready. But, look, I'm going to hang up, and thank you guys for doing a great job. I'd love to hear your comments.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in. I would say, actually, VMI does not concern me this year. I think if this was last year and it was the week after the William & Mary game, I actually would have been worried a little bit. I think this team, with 2 weeks to get ready and get healthy, they've got to prepare basically for two games. They're going to prepare for VMI at home and take care of business, because a lot of guys need to play and a lot of guys want to play. And then you've got the big Florida State game, which is the first game of the ACC schedule. And I think Coach London will have this team, and Coach Reed, they will have this team fired up to take care of business against VMI and then gear up for the big game against Florida State.
Well, there's just a lot of difference between an FCS team like Richmond, yeah, William & Mary, we found out Madison,
yeah,
and Villanova versus VMI. And I'm not trying to diminish VMI, and I think the normal coach speak is respect all, fear none.
Right.
And I think Mike London team is going to be ready to play. He's just so energetic and passionate, but I just think VMI is going to be overmatched. So the key is just not totally overlooking VMI and looking ahead to the Florida State game.
And it is really not about whether we respect VMI Keydets, because it's a great school with a great tradition.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
And in fact, my grandfather and my brother both went to VMI, so I have a lot of respect for VMI. But I just think this year, with these teams and what's happening,
we're just too big, too athletic.
Too big, too fast. I think Virginia will run the ball actually down their throat, and they won't even have the ball. I just hope that you know, there's no injuries for either team in that game. Looking forward to next week real quick.
The 22nd, yes.
I want to remind our listeners that we have Herman Moore, the famous UVA wide receiver who went on to NFL fame with the Detroit Lions. I think he played about 10 years. He will be on the air next week. We will also have Brad Butler, who is a more recent graduate of the university, played offensive tackle, and at one time was the tallest offensive tackle in the ACC, or tallest offensive player in ACC football that year, and he then went on to play for the Buffalo Bills. We're very excited about that, but we're also looking forward to the live remote coming up in 2 weeks at Richmond BMW. Looking forward to being with Matt Perry, the general manager there, who's a great guy, and excited to be a part of the Richmond BMW crowd. And we're going to have none other than Fontel Mines, who played some terrific wide receiver for UVA back in the day, and also quarterback Jameel Sewell is scheduled to appear as well on the show and also in person.
Yeah, I was going to say, both of those guys will be with us at the location. So
terrific guys.
Not a call-in situation.
Terrific guys, and we're very excited that they would want to be a part of this.
Anybody that comes out will have an opportunity to meet them, and more importantly, they'll have a chance to meet Frank Maloney, which is really going to draw a crowd. I hope they have enough space at Richmond BMW to have an autograph session after the show with Frank.
They better have extra security. That's all I got to say.
Well, you travel with a posse.
I'm very nervous. The women will come running at me like some kind of a Head and Shoulders commercial or something. But we're very excited about this this event on the 29th. And
We may delay. We got a caller, Calvin, on the line. Let's take a quick call from Calvin before we go to our last break. Calvin, go ahead.
Yeah, good to talk to you. Mike London's first year at Richmond, he took somebody else's players and went all the way, correct?
Yes.
And that just goes to show you, you know, the type of person that pays attention to detail. And he's using somebody else's players now, and the team looks like it's been had an upgrade in talent, and it really hasn't. So, as you know, you contribute that to Mike London as a coach. And UVA fans can can breathe a little bit easier now. We finally got somebody in Charlottesville that actually knows what they're doing.
Well, Calvin, I've half joked with people that the Richmond Virginia game, if Coach London was still at Richmond, Richmond would have won. Now, that may not be the case, but he is a terrific football coach and a great leader, and that's crucial.
Calvin, we appreciate your call. We're coming up against a hard break, but we thank you for your call. Please call back next week.
Yes, thanks, Calvin.
All right, we're headed to break at this time, and on the other side, we're going to talk about the Olympic sports.